Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. To me, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, that was always the dream. Have 2-3 offices, have somebody who's managing it, and then you can go on to other ventures and do other things. But remember the main point I'm getting at here. As an orthodontist or as a dentist, you're only making money when your ass is in the chair or your associate's ass is in the chair.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger, and I just want to tell you a little lesson I learned, two lessons, actually, about money and about making a living. Now, many of you out there who are listening are orthodontists. Many of you might be in the orthodontic support industry. You might be in some sort of manufacturing. You may be just somebody who teaches classes at a school, you know, a school teacher. I learned two things about money early on, and I used to have a mentor, which I've talked about on the podcast a ton. You should totally find yourself somebody who's a mentor to you, not a family member, not your father-in-law, okay? They can certainly be a mentor, but you really need to find somebody who's not related to your family in any way who's going to give you great advice. But from two of my mentors, I learned two things, and this is really important. The first is that as an orthodontist, and I'm going to use the words they use, so please excuse me, if it's a little colorful, but he said, you earn your money when your ass is in the chair. Meaning when you sit in the chair, you're making money. If you're not in the chair and you're running your own practice and you're the only doc, you're not making any money. And that resonated with me at the time. He said, because if you want to make more money, and I understand, for many of you out there, making more money isn't important. I get it. I don't judge any more than I hope you wouldn't judge me if making more money is something I did want, right? But anybody who went to grade 23 as an orthodontist, took out student loans, worked their tails off, probably wants to make a little bit more money. And we do great on our own. And as the old Jewish saying goes, who is a rich man? He who is wealthy, happy with his portion, right? So if you're happy with your portion, beautiful. That's a great thing. That is truly a blessing. But for many of us, we have happy feet and we want to do better. And it could mean making the same amount of money on less time spent, right? If you could make the same income you make now, but never have to go into the office or do orthodontics, you might say, oh, that's good. I don't need to make more money. But remember, what we do as orthodontists means our rear ends are in the chair. Maybe you brought an associate in, right? Maybe you didn't. There's pros and cons of that. We'll get into that conversation another time. But certainly that helps, right? On days when you're out, maybe it's CE, maybe spending time with your loved ones, maybe on a cruise, whatever it might be, your practice is hopefully still producing. And, you know, in a broader sense, sometimes you might have multiple offices and have people working it for you. Certainly much more uncommon in orthodontics to have that. Most orthodontists still remain a part of their practice. Even if there's 2, 3, 4 practices, they're still working most of it. Maybe they have an associate or a partner who helps. But very few orthodontists ever get to the point where they run an office or 2 offices or 5 offices, and they're not doing clinical orthodontics anymore. They're doing paperwork, or even better yet, they have somebody who's managing everything for them, and they become more of a CEO or a figurehead where someone's running everything, and when there's a question, they come to them, right? To me, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, that was always the dream, right? Have 2, 3 offices, have somebody, you know, who's managing it, obviously taking a long time to get there, and then you can go on to other ventures and do other things. But remember the main point I'm getting at here. As an orthodontist or as a dentist, you're only making money when your ass is in the chair or your associate's ass is in the chair. And if you can figure out ways to grow that in other ways, and I won't get into it now, but there's many options, then you might want to consider that because, again, there's only one of you, right? And so that's number one. Number two, the other thing to think about money, and that's what this is all about, is just money, this 5-Minute Friday. Remember this about money. Poor people see money as a way of surviving, of paying their bills, of making sure there's food on the table, right? Beyond that, there's not much thought. It's a way of buying things. Middle-class people, you know, or decently well-off folks, see money as a way of getting credit to buy the things they really can't afford. Big homes, fancy cars, you know, stuff like that. And big trips, obviously. And the third kind of person is the wealthy. And if you've ever known anybody who's wealthy, I'm not talking about, you know, somebody who's done well in ortho. I'm talking about somebody who's wealthy, right? They'll tell you that money is a way of making more money. And you need to start thinking like that. If you're a young orthodontist who's fresh out of school, right, you know, you don't want to live over your head and live above your means and not have any money to do. But what you do want is you want to figure out a way of having your money make money, right? So that every penny you make, instead of buying a watch or a car or a house or a trip, you know, you're figuring out a way for that money to make more money. And that's been the essence of a lot of the discussion I've had about OSOs and DSOs, is that if you're 35, 40 years old, and you get a payment of $5, $10, $15 million, and you can put that in with the right money managers and the right people and the right opportunities, like private equity funds, like venture capital funds, like commercial real estate, like things that are out there that are time-tested and proven in most cases, you will never catch up later. Your later self, who decides not to do that, you will never catch up financially with the younger self who chose to do it, ever. I don't care how much money you're making, unless the goal of your practice is this year you made a million, next year you make it a million and a quarter, year after that you make a million and a half, year after that you're making 2 million. Like, if you're seeing really, really exceptional growth, then yeah. But for most of us, that's not the case. You plateau, you stay there, you go, I'm happy. You would get to your financial goals way, 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 way sooner if you look at your money as a way of making more money. So I hope this helps. Give that some thought. If there's anything I can do to help you, reach out to me. But much love to each and every one of you, and wishing you the best.